Well, there's a confederacy out there, a secret confederacy, and this isn't a conspiracy theory. It's actually a group of computer hackers, and they're known simply as Anonymous. And it turns out they've been a pretty powerful force. They've stood behind WikiLeaks head Julian Assange, behind the Occupy Wall Street movement, others, many causes that they support, and they have taken on other people that they view as enemies. Anonymous has targeted government and corporate sites, Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, and the public sites of the CIA and the Federal Trade Commission. Now, according to a story in the Wall Street Journal, the National Security Agency believes Anonymous could pose a threat to national security. Siobhan Gorman is an intelligence correspondent for the Wall Street Journal and wrote about this in today's paper, and she joins us from Washington. So, Siobhan, how exactly does the NSA evaluate the capabilities of this group?
Well, it's difficult because the group is, as they state, anonymous, and so knowing who all the members are is a very challenging thing, and I can't imagine that anybody, even the members of Anonymous, know who all everyone is. But, you know, the NSA and other government agencies like the FBI have been investigating this group for a while now, probably a little, you know, at least more than a year. And as they sort of look at the trajectory of the group, as well as just sort of the overall availability of various types of tools, attack tools in cyberspace, they are growing concerned that a group like Anonymous could acquire that capability because, you know, members could come in who have a higher level capability, especially if there's cross-pollination with organized crime groups and things like that, because those types of groups tend to have higher attack capabilities than just sort of your average teenage hacker.
We're speaking with Siobhan Gorman of the Wall Street Journal. In this article, you say the director of the NSA, Keith Alexander, warns that within a year or two, Anonymous may be able to attack the energy grid and shut off the power. Why particularly that? I mean, the Anonymous hasn't shown any inclination so far to do anything like that, which impacts a large group of normal, average people, right?
Well, they have right now they have this campaign which probably won't succeed, but it does suggest intent to shut down the internet at the end of next month. And so part of it is that they do appear to be headed in a direction that is more disruptive or potentially, you know, minorly destructive. And in the case of the electric grid, when there was a group of people discussing this, senior level people at the White House, the context of the conversation was really you know, where are these types of capabilities going and how can you deter them? And the concern was that a group like Anonymous is very difficult to deter from this type of behavior because they're basically seeking attention. And so the thinking was that they could just demonstrate their ability to take out some portion of power temporarily. It might not even look like to the average person, it might not look more than what you hit with a power storm. But the issue is that Anonymous makes these things public. And so it could obviously sow a lot of concern if, you know, Anonymous took out the power temporarily in one region or one locality and then announced that they had done it. And, you know, all of a sudden they have a little bit more leverage with demonstrating capability like that.
And is it attention that they're seeking? I mean, is it, don't they kind of see themselves as sort of the internet Robin Hoods?
I suppose so, but oftentimes they are seeking attention for what they're doing. I mean, certainly they have an anti-establishment message, and so they want to make sure that the message gets out. So if they go after the website of the CIA or the Justice Department after the Justice Department shut down the mega upload piracy site, you know, they tend to do these things as retribution for some sort of injustice that they see. And the concern is that, you know, the utilities are seen as I guess maybe the most basic resemblance of power, and you know if they did it in some sort of you know minimal but targeted way, they could just do that in, you know, as one of these kind of revenge types of operations that they do.
We're speaking with Siobhan Gorman, intelligence correspondent for the Wall Street Journal, and you can read more about this in the paper today. So Siobhan, what does the NSA say about our ability to fend off this kind of cyber attack?
Well, I didn't speak with anybody at NSA about that question specifically, but when you speak with cybersecurity experts, I think that the concern is that right now there isn't a lot of capability to fend it off. What the intelligence officials look at the power grid is actually what they call security through obscurity, which means that it's actually kind of a tangled mess because it's evolved over so many years that it is very hard to take out large quantities of the power grid at the same time. But the potential for vulnerabilities or attacks on any single element is pretty high, just because it's just a very difficult thing to defend, and it wasn't built with cybersecurity in mind. It's something that the power companies have been working on, but most cybersecurity experts say that, you know, if Anonymous sets its sights on something, I mean, it can get into major security computer security companies. So the power grid, by comparison, is probably not as hard a target.
So how big a leap is it, Siobhan, between the NSA calling them a threat to national security and the NSA labeling Anonymous as a terrorist organization?
I'm not sure that they would go that far, just because so far in the cyber realm they haven't started using the terrorist language. So my guess is that we're a ways away from that. But it is definitely a growing concern in the U.S. government.
And the growing concern that they are now taking steps to strengthen their cyber defenses?
That the government is strengthening their cyber defenses? Yes. The government has been working on strengthening cyber defenses for a couple of years now in a very serious way. But the problem is that defending the entire U.S. internet is just a really, really big job.
Yeah, that is a big job. Siobhan Gorman, intelligence correspondent with The Wall Street Journal, talking about an article that appears in the paper today in which the National Security Agency says that Anonymous, the computer hacker group, could pose a threat to national security. Thank you so much, Siobhan.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.